Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I usually think of fire season kind of only as being in the summer, but your district is talking about fire prevention at this time of year as we come into fall.
Yeah, so October is always the fire prevention month for the nation, and it's kind of just a good time to get the word out to the families about, you know, reminding them on how to have a safe home and what to do in case of a fire.
So what are good ways to have a safe home?
So it starts with making sure that your kids know what to do in case of a fire, of course, making sure that you have working smoke detectors. By having a working smoke detector in your house, it doubles your chance of survival in a house fire. So we want to make sure that we've got the appropriate number of smoke detectors in your house and that they have working batteries.
How can you tell that?
You can push the little test button on the smoke detector once a month to make sure that your family is protected.
And what's an estimate for the appropriate number of smoke detectors to have?
You know, today we want to see a smoke detector in each bedroom and then one on each level of the house.
Okay. So, you know, if it's cold or snowy outside, it seems like the fire risk should be lower. Is that true?
You would think that, but actually we have more structure fires in the winter than we do in the summer because of the heating elements that people use, whether it be a fireplace or a space heater or having, you know, it's been a long summer and everybody uses the basement as the catch-all or they use the utility room as the catch-all. And then you fire up those appliances and you've got combustible materials stacked up against those items. It's really good self-discipline as far as stacking combustibles around the furnace. You know, you can use some duct tape or any kind of maybe some blue painter's tape and you know, put a square down around your furnace for, you know, do not stack anything within this blue square or this gray square or whatever. And then when you're burning in your fireplace, all of anything combustible should be at least 36 inches away from the furnace, from the fireplace.
Okay. How many of these structural fires that you guys have in a given season tend to be related to heating?
Heating and structure fires in the winter, I would say probably upwards of 80%.
Really?
Are caused from heating issues.
80%?
Yeah. Taking the right steps to make sure that your home is safe and that you can heat your home safely is the best thing you can do to help prevent fire in the home. You know, heating fires, cooking fires, another big one. Cooking fires are actually the number one cause of structure fires in America. Hmm. That's why I don't cook. I'm just kidding.
Are there any examples of fires that you've responded to that have clearly shown you those risks?
Absolutely. People try to save money by heating with space heaters. And, you know, when the space heater is there for so long, people kind of become lackadaisical about their use. And then, you know, a toy gets dropped or a box gets stacked. Or I've also seen where people have had a towel on a rack above a space heater in the bathroom and then how the towel dries out and then it slides off the towel rack on top of the space heater.
Wow.
Yeah,
I realize that when I'm in the shower, I do that.
Uh-huh, yep. So it's not just around your heating devices, but it's also what's above them as well.
So am I going to catch my bathroom on fire if I'm in the shower warming my towel with my space heater?
You know, as long as the towel doesn't slide off, you'll, you know, and again, you know, you should look at the 36-inch, you know, rule, you know, but just you got to think. You know, you've got to think outside the box and think about the safety of your home and the safety of your family. And if you live in an apartment, the safety of the entire building.
Right. Wow. Yeah. That's really good information to know. So what are the top three things to minimize fire risks in your home?
Minimize fire risk. Number one, have a working smoke detector.
Okay.
Number two, make sure that your furnaces are in good working order and that they've been checked by a professional to make sure that they're top notch. And number three, not so much the prevention, but have two ways out of the home. Make sure that you can access a door and a window out of every room in your house. And make sure that if you have small kids and they have a bedroom window, make sure that they know how to operate that window and they can safely get out of their room as well.
Good information. Sean Biddle is the Assistant Fire Chief for the Cortez Fire Protection District. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Thank you.